This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Global South is facing crisis due to global conflicts. The Prime Minister said this while addressing G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, emphasizing the plight of the Global South. He highlighted the adverse effects of global conflicts on food, fuel, and fertilizer supplies, urging the G20 to prioritize its nation's challenges. Addressing the session on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty, Mr. Modi underscored the disproportionate impact of global conflicts on the Global South. The summit saw the launch of a global alliance to combat poverty and hunger supported by 80 nations. Prime Minister Modi held crucial meetings and several interactions with global leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. The Prime Minister shared details of his discussions through a series of posts on social media today. He highlighted these engagements with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. Following the meeting with the EU President, Prime Minister Mr. Modi said, "India will keep working closely with the EU for the global good." With Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, the Prime Minister discussed enhancing ties in commerce, healthcare, and security, marking 75 years of India-Indonesia diplomatic relations. On the other hand, talks with Portuguese Prime Minister Luis Montenegro focused on renewable energy, green hydrogen, and defense cooperation. All arrangements have been put in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand tomorrow. By-elections will also be held for parliamentary constituency of Nandat in Maharashtra and 15 assembly constituencies spread over 4 states, namely Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, and Uttarakhand. In Jharkhand, assembly elections are being held in 2 phases. Voting on 38 constituencies in 12 districts will be held in the second phase. It will begin at 7 in the morning and will end at 5 p.m., barring some sensitive booths, where voting will conclude at 4 p.m. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the 58th All Police Science Conference in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. The event was jointly organized by the Bureau of Police Research and Development and the National Raksha Shanti University. Speaking at the inauguration, the Home Minister highlighted the significant transformations India has undergone over the past 50 years, which have also influenced global dynamics. He emphasized that these changes have necessitated a shift in the nature and functioning of the police force. Providing further insights, Mr. Shah noted that over the last decade, the country has achieved remarkable success in reducing violence in the most conflict-prone regions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's vision for free, open and secure maritime network is finding resonance across the world. Mr. Modi stated this while lauding the efforts of Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways for successfully organizing in Sagarmanthan the Oceans Dialogue in New Delhi. He said that Sagarmanthan's success will build consensus for partnerships of a prosperous future of humanity. The 3-day Indian Air Force's biannual Commanders Conference is currently underway in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh addressed the conference today, which also saw the presence of the Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh. The conference focuses on reviewing the operational readiness of the Indian Air Force with special emphasis on winter operations along the northern borders. Senior commanders are discussing strategic and operational plans to enhance the force's capabilities and preparedness. The conference will conclude tomorrow. Government has convened an all-party meeting on the 24th of this month ahead of winter session of Parliament. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session is scheduled to take place from the 25th of this month to the 20th of December. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher in today's afternoon trade today, driven by value buying at lower levels and robust demand for blue chip stocks. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.